Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, I think intruder is a bit severe of a term, but my doorman likes to really be on the ball, and he's doing a great job. Hi, welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I am your host and cruise director, Madam Perry, or you can call me Jennifer. And let's see, tonight, oh gosh, first of all, let me start off by saying, and I know I'm saying this a lot lately, but it's because it's true and it matters to me. Thank you so much to everyone who listens, everyone who downloads, everybody who subscribes to the podcast. You help me get wonderful guests like I've been having and like I have coming up soon, all because you listen. And because you listen, you also help me get good sponsors on some nights. So that's great too. But if you're new here, you know, you can subscribe. If you're listening to us live on Tuesday night, you know, this is Thursday night. I've been a little off all month. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my guests why. But if you're listening tonight, I can tell you that if you want to listen, if you enjoy the show, if you want to subscribe to the podcast so you can listen to it at your leisure on the weekends or whatever, you can listen to Madam Perry Salon on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Blueberry, and I think that's pretty much it. And there may be some more. I don't know. Maybe there's some bootleg versions going around for all I know. But let's see, recently we had, we had Bobby Rebell, who you may know from MSNBC Finance and a lot of shows. She is a financial expert teaching us how to handle our money like grown-ups. We also had last week Hal Herzog, and Hal is a anthrozoologist, or we were talking about his book, Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat, about our conflicted sometimes relationship between people and animals. So that's the title, Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat. And, of course, if you listen live, you'll know I was surprised that an anthrozoologist could be so much fun. He was a great guest and hilarious, so look him up too. And, of course, on the site, you can always see who the past guests have been and listen. The Lita Ford, we were so happy to have Lita Ford here, and she gave away a copy of her book. The winner was Larry Boomer Brumley, and he won Lita's book, Living Like a Runaway, because you may know her first band was The Runaways with Joan, and she was an awfully cool guest, and come up soon, we have more stuff. But tonight, I don't want to get any further, because I've already got people excited that are waiting to talk to tonight's guest, so I got to get hurry. Tonight's guest, if you've probably been seeing me post this on social media, and I'm very much looking forward to this. She is a world-renowned psychic medium and channeler. She has a radio show and I believe two TV shows. She takes private clients. She works with hypnosis to help people. And she has several books out. And there's a lot more I could tell you about her, but I just want to go ahead and welcome her to Madam Perry Salon. And I think I need something like a little here. My guest tonight, here's my little intro music for her to come here inside the genie's bottle that is Madam Perry Salon. Welcome, Tony Green. Hi, Tony. Oops, wait a minute. I don't have your mic on. I'm sorry. Okay. Hi, Tony. Come on into Madam Perry Salon.
Hey, Madam Perry. I'm so excited to be here tonight. This is such a huge honor. Thank you for having me. And I'm going to take the big pink cushion in the bottle, if you don't mind.
Okay, good. I had a pink one, and I had a lovely purple one for you, and I just wanted you to have the one that seemed right for you and the one that's most comfortable. So come on in, sit down, and I was going to start, you know, I want, by getting to know a little bit about you and telling people what you've done. You've been a psychic as far back as you can remember, because I was going to ask you first, when did you first know that you were psychic, that you knew things or saw things that other people didn't know?
Yeah, so, you know, that's really such a great question, and the answer I hope people laugh at. I have, looking back, I've been a psychic and some sort of medium my whole life, but growing up, it was just a non-issue. Like, we didn't talk about psychics. We didn't, you know, my mom would always say, oh, there are ghosts in this house. And there, I remember there was a closet I wouldn't reach my hand into because I was freaked out. And the sad thing is that was my closet. So all my clothes were pushed to one end of the closet, so I didn't have to reach at all into the back side of that closet. And it just, but it never occurred to me that that was anything other than just like a normal, like eating breakfast. So as when I was younger, these statements used to come out of me. I would go up to people and just blurb out something so random and so off topic, and then just walk away like I'd never said anything. I always say I'm the perfect conduit for angels because I just let anything come flying out of my mouth at any time, and I don't ever question it. I just go, oh, okay, well, that was fun. Now let's move on with our day. So as far as knowing, this is what I was supposed to, what I was doing, I was watching somebody else one day on TV, and I said, hey, wait a minute. That's what I do. Oh, okay. And then I kind of had a knowing that that's what I did at that point. And I want to say that was probably in 2007. So, yeah.
Wow. So I was going to ask you again, you know, were there any other psychics in your family? Were you used to?
I think
psychics, did anybody talk about it?
It's funny. I have a brother who will tell me he doesn't believe in this stuff. But one night he told me, we were talking on the phone. He said, our father has passed away. He said, Dad's on my bed every night. And again, it doesn't occur to us that this doesn't happen for everybody. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. He said, Dad's on my bed every night, and I can't get sleep. Could you, you know, I can't take it anymore. And I said, do you want me to help him go home? And he said, yeah, I can't have him here anymore. I said, okay. So I helped him go home and not be there. And then I asked my brother a couple weeks later, are you seeing Dad at night anymore? Is he on your bed anymore? And he said, no, he's gone. I said, okay, great. But then my brother will also say to me, you know, I don't believe in what you do. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And I have a sister that when she has one too many drinks, she can see the spirits around her. But again, she doesn't really believe in this stuff. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. That's fine. You don't have to believe it, but you're literally seeing it, folks. You are seeing it. So, yeah, it's interesting.
They can tell themselves anything. Yeah, they can tell themselves anything they want, you know, but they know. They know.
Exactly.
Well, I want to explore more about you and what you do, but I also want to let people know that if you would like to call in tonight while we're live, this is Thursday, October 12th, between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern. You are welcome to call in. Tony would be happy to talk with you. The number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922, toll free. And we already have a very lovely person here to talk with you, Claudette. Welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey,
I'm
Claudette,
delighted.
How are you?
And okay. And do you have a specific question, a couple of questions for Tony? If you do, just go right ahead.
Okay. Hi, Tony. I had a reading with you months ago, and I was just curious, is my ex wanting to come back?
Oh, Claudette, instantly I hear yes, but he is playing cat and mouse with you. He wants to come back, but he wants you to think it was your idea. And he's not, and I want to tell you, I've said this before, and I am going to say it again. He is not ready for that all-in, one-on-one relationship. He's going to keep playing cat and mouse, but he's the cat, and there is more than one mouse. So I want you to know, I know that this might not be the, on one hand, the best news. You might think, oh, this isn't what I wanted to hear, but it's the best information they could give you. So you can just say he's not ready for a grown-up, full-on relationship yet, and I need to find somebody who is. I need to find somebody who's ready to be in a one-on-one monogamous relationship and not play games and not have to fulfill his insecurities through other women, so to say. He's still messing around with actually two, and you're the three. He's messing around with two other women. Now, whether this is just verbally or, you know, through emails and such, I'm not really sure how much contact is being had, but he is happy to play the field, as they say, and he does not plan on changing that anytime soon, love.
Okay.
And the good news is, if you close that door, if you just finally say, you know what, enough's enough, I am done with this, what am I thinking is going to happen here? Because your version of what could happen here and his and what the reality is with him are two completely different books. They're two completely different stories. If you just close that door, there is another man waiting for the timeline to open so he can slip in and you can start getting on and dating and having a real relationship that's serious and headed into this loving space with this other man. And I feel like once you close the door to your ex, once you say, that's it, no more, I'm done, no matter what, within 3 weeks, this other man is going to step in, and I actually feel like you will be introduced to him by a friend. But timing is everything. If you're still dangling the carrots in front of the ex, you're not going to get to meet the new guy yet.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. How do you feel about that, Claudette? I mean, you've been read by Tony before. If you don't mind me asking, how do you feel about this?
And she's awesome, and I love how she doesn't sugarcoat it. She says it how it needs to be said. She's right. I do need to close the door on it. I would like to find someone that's going to be on the same page with me.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like that.
You know, and Claudette, yeah. I would just love to say, Claudette, you are so ready for a full-on loving relationship, but you're nervous about somebody new. It's always comfortable to slide back into something, you know, those old slippers that are so comfy, cozy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. Like, let me tell you, I have a pair of shoes from 4 winters ago that they have their fur lined and you just slip your feet into them. And I won't get rid of them until I find another pair exactly like them. Well, guess what? That's just not going to happen. I just right. have to know there's something newer and better, and I have to get rid of the old slippers, get some new
right.
ones. Technology has really changed, and you have to know that as comfortable as sliding into that old situation is just
mm-hmm.
as exciting as meeting somebody new. This new guy he's bringing romance. He's somewhat romantic, and he's going to help you understand love in a new way if you're ready and willing to take that step.
Okay. Okay. I am.
I like
right.
the sound
I
of this.
I am nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes sense. And you know, yeah, if you care so deeply, you know, you've cared deeply about this person, Claudia, and that's not easy, I know. And it's not easy at all, but you sound like a caring person and you care about other people. And, you know, this is nothing to do with your situation, really, but, you know, we've all been there, and we've all wished somebody to come back. And I was just thinking, I don't know about you guys, but I've had a couple of people track me down on social media, and it's been years since they broke my heart and left me where I never thought I'd quit crying. And I just bawled, and I prayed, you know, everything. And then when they track me down and I get to know them, I think, oh, my Lord, I dodged a bullet. I really did. I thought that was the worst thing to happen to me, you know, but it was, oh, my gosh, I had no idea how lucky I was to lose. You know what I'm talking about?
And I always say this. I definitely say this. Rejection is protection. You are divinely, and I cannot stress this enough. There are so many, each of us have 2 to 3 angels around us at all times to make sure that we're in alignment with the right people. And they'll show us. They'll throw those red flags up and give us that feeling in our stomach and turn those red lights on for us to see. It's up to us to say, I hear ya, I see ya, I'm taking your advice, and I'm going to move on to somebody else. And I know being a single woman of a certain age myself, we might feel like there are not that many opportunities out there for us. But, honey, we don't need but one. We don't need
right.
20 men. Okay, we don't want 20 men. Don't make me more confused than I already am in the dating world. We just need one good man. One good
Absolutely.
Man. And there is one, and I see him once you close this door. Because, you know, the worst thing that could happen is a good man could show up while you're still diddling around with old news. Because
right.
then you question, oh, but what if? There's no what if with this guy. He is who he is. He is a... Well, I'm not going to diagnose him because technically I'm not a doctor. Although I
right.
think if anybody knows what he is, angels do, but just saying.
Right.
I'm just going to say he's not the right one for you. You deserve so much better than his behavior and his philandering.
Right. Well, I have no communication with him. He's just been on my mind lately. And I was just kind of wondering if that's because he's lurking. Is he going to pop up? And, you know, but I have no communication with him.
He is going to pop back up again. And I do want to tell you, you closing the door is you cutting the thoughts to him and his opportunity to pop back up again. So just the sooner you can go, just really say and mean, I'm done with this,
mm-hmm.
then that new gentleman that is going to be introduced to you by a friend, by the way, I just want to say that again, is going to all of a sudden be right there, and you're going to be so ready for it. You are. And Claudette,
okay.
if you're having trouble letting go of that, we can do a little session where we release we clear his energy from you, and you can move on beautifully, okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. That's nice. Well, thank you so much. Did you have another question?
No, ma'am, that was it. I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with me.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your patience and holding on.
No problem.
Thank you. I wish you all the best for you, Claudette.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I hope I hear from you again.
All right.
Thank you so
very
much.
Thank you.
All right. You are quite welcome, dear. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, she's very nice. Okay.
She is. She's
goodbye,
such a
dear.
Sweetie. Such a sweetie.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I liked her, and she sounded like she had a good sense of self. She just needs just that little extra boost there. You know, she knows. She understands.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
So, to go back, and remember, folks, you know, we're still taking calls, 646-716-9922, if you want to talk to Tony Green. Okay, and so, Tony, so you're talking about, I was asking you about when did you first know, how long have you known that you were a psychic? It's just something you always did and didn't know that it was any different.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also a channeler, you are a healer. And sometimes you use hypnosis, I think, for healing, and sometimes probably other things. So how did these develop? Did they all come at the same time, or and pardon me, because like I said, I don't always know. So I'm just asking: did all of these gifts come to you at the same time, or did some develop later in life?
So let's start with the hypnosis. The hypnosis, I had a near death. Experience. It was my third near death in 06. And I had to change careers. I had to change everything I was doing. And it's kind of one of those times when I think I always look at it as those up above said, okay, you've been playing long enough. It's time for you to get on purpose and on path. And so after that, I was watching a show, and Dr. Brian Weiss was on this show, and he was being interviewed about his hypnosis and past life regression, and instantly I said, I must do that. And I took some hypnosis training from a hypnosis training center, and I became NGH, our National Guild of Hypnosis, certified, and just started doing hypnosis for clients, helping them with everything from stop smoking and weight loss to PTSD. And I created programs that I started to run through our rec departments in the Milwaukee, because I'm from Milwaukee, in the public high schools and schools and recreation centers, which was amazing. It's such a great experience. But one of my biggest passions is PTSD, helping people who have suffered from PTSD either due to childhood or adulthood trauma, or returning veterans that sometimes are coming back with an inability to reacclimate into our system.
Mm-hmm. So PTSD stands for something that's happened, situation. Am I right?
Post-traumatic stress disorder, dysfunction, and they can't. Certain things will, the way I like to explain it, they're living at a heightened state of fear, and their neurological center is always on guard. And they create coping mechanisms to make it through the day. So, but if they hear something that is out of the normal, like for a lot of veterans, it's a car backfiring, 4th of July fireworks. If they see something on TV, it can trigger the trauma that they experienced. And for, you know, some of my victims, or some of my clients, I'm so sorry, some of my clients early on, many of them, most of them were suffering from childhood abuse, sexual and physical, some of them mental, and the way that they had learned to cope with it, their coping mechanisms and their day-to-day lives, the way they lived their day-to-day lives, were all based around making sure they were safe and secure and not running into anything that wouldn't be under their control. And again, neurologically, stress-wise, that just does a number to us. It just does a number to our whole mm-hmm. system. So I have a system that is a regression system. We go back and we look at the incident without them re-experiencing the incident. So it's actually called a silent regression. So they're not going back and re-experiencing anything that they'd gone through before, but we're removing or healing the trauma that they experienced.
So let me make sure I understand this. So by the way, by your techniques and by your use of hypnosis, they can go back and revisit it, the same situation, but they are not, it's like they're watching somebody else go through it. It's not their own emotions. They don't get pulled back into it emotionally and experience the exact same type of trauma or hurt.
Right. So there's two ways
wow.
that I do the silent regression. The first way is they're an observer and they're watching it. And for some people, they say, I don't even want to see it. And then I say, okay, that's okay. You don't have to go back. You don't even have to watch it. We can do a regression session where we just go back, we use a statement, and we start clearing things out. And that system has become very powerful in my practice because they're not even having to look at what happened or go back to the experience of what happened, but they can start healing it and clearing out the trauma of it.
Well, that's amazing. You know, that's just and so powerful.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
That's quite an amazing thing there. You also have a couple of, I wanted to ask you about you have two TV shows and a radio show, am
yeah.
I right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Well, tell us about those.
Okay, so my radio show is on Blog Talk Radio with Goldilocks Productions, and it's every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And I just take callers and I answer their questions, help them connect with loved ones on the other side. And it runs for an hour, and it's really amazing. I'll have guests on every once in a while that can, like if somebody calls in and says, oh, I want to meet somebody new, I'll have somebody on like Jimmy Mack who will heal them, heal any block right away instantly that's stopping them from meeting somebody new, and then I'll tell them when the person's going to come in. But most of the time I'm taking callers and answering their questions, helping them connect to the other side. And the two television shows are just, oh, I love them so much. The first one is Create a Life You Love, and I take people who have literally, they're entrepreneurs, independent contractors or employees, or they own their own business, or they're musicians, authors, and they come on and they talk about how they knew this was their purpose and their passion and how they got to where they are today, how they created this business or this book or whatever it is that they're doing. And that's a lot of fun to do. I love having people on and just letting them showcase and be the star of that. It's really amazing. And then the other TV show is Tony G, Psychic Medium. And again, I just bring somebody on and give them a reading because obviously I just love doing that. It's one of my favorite things to do, just give people, just, and it, you know, it's really weird. Half the time people don't even if you didn't know this is what I did, you might not even know I was giving you a reading because it just is always coming through me. So, yeah.
I get the feeling that just from the way I've heard you talk on your shows and hearing you talk to a caller here, that and I don't think this is something you probably intended. It's just something that comes natural. You tend to put people at ease as though you're an old friend.
Oh, thank you.
And I
you.
Think that's what, would, when I've listened to people, what helps them listen to you or trust you.
You know what? I always say this. I would love to take credit for the messages and the connections, but I know I'm simply a conduit. So whether I'm doing healing or hypnosis or giving somebody a reading, that energy that comes in, I call that the angel vibe, and it's coming in and it's surrounding me and it's surrounding them. And I think people know the truth when they hear it. They might not always like it. They might not be ready for it, but they know your heart mm-hmm. knows the truth when it hears it, even if it's not what you want to hear. And if it's delivered with that angel vibe around it, I just believe that people feel that. Mm-hmm. And they can accept that, you know, they have a better feeling about it. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I truly do believe that. I truly do.
I do as well. Okay, I've got mm-hmm. another caller here for you, Johnny.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, we're live with... I know, I'm so excited. Again, folks, we're live with Toni Green, renowned psychic medium and channeler, and you can call in 646-716-9922. And all right, and come on in to Madame Perry's Salon. Welcome. And what is your name, please?
Yasmin Rose.
Hi, Yasmin.
Oh, hi, Yasmin. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Good. We're good, thank you. And you, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Toni Green?
Yeah, I have two questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, perfect.
All right,
Toni. Right ahead.
I'm curious about my personal life and relationship-wise. When is that picking up?
Okay, so, you know... Okay, so there's a lot when you say that. There's a lot going on there. So, Yasmin, one of the things that I'm picking up on is you like to be the girl that's available but unattainable.
Okay.
And I get that. I feel that. I know I was there. But then on the other hand, you really want someone who's going to come in and be that person, but you also have this little thing where you say, well, maybe somebody, you know, maybe there's somebody better, maybe there's somebody, is this the person? You question it, and you're always kind of looking if there's somebody else. Is what I'm picking up on. Now, this could be from the past. Maybe you were like this in the past, and in the present, you're transitioning into more of a, I'm really ready to settle down. But the vibe I'm getting is that you might be in that space where you like to be, not being attainable. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, good. Thank you for confirming that. Because that's tough to confirm. That's tough to say, yeah, that's kind of me. So thank you for confirming that. But the good news is, all right, because nobody wants to really own that. So thank you. But I feel that. I used to love to be like that too. The good news, Yasmin, for you is that within 6 weeks, you're going to have a transition, and this transition is going to make you look at your life completely differently. I feel like there's some spiritual enlightenment coming in. Now, this doesn't mean you have to become a guru and sit and meditate all day. I just feel like as far as relationships go, you're going to get some information in that is going to change the way you look at dating and what you really want. You're about to get really serious, really fast about men relationships. What's a yay and what's a nay is the best way to put it. You're done playing. Within 6 weeks, you're going to be like, I'm done messing around. That's it. I'm ready. And I think this comes on the heels of news about a friend either getting married or having a baby or both, okay?
So a friend is getting married?
I feel like you are going to get some news. I just feel like some news is going to come in. Here's the way I'm going to say this. Some news is going to come in about a wedding or a baby. It's family news. That's what I'm going to tell you. It's news about somebody making a family, more of a family or a family. And that's going to make you go, okay, wait, I'm done playing. I want that too. I want to be serious about my life. I want to get in that space where I can let the right person in and I can have that too. Okay. So I feel like that's going to happen within about 6 weeks. Now that doesn't mean the wedding is in 6 weeks. You're just going to get the news within 6 weeks. And I want to tell
you, wedding.
I want to tell you this might be news about an ex. So brace yourself. Okay.
An ex.
Yeah, maybe an ex is getting married or something like that, but it's going to put you in a position where you're like, I'm ready, set, go. I'm getting serious about my. Yeah, an ex getting, it might be news about an ex moving on in a very serious way, but we'll see. We'll see, okay? Now, what I'm going to tell you,
Jasmine, because I think I misheard it too, Jasmine.
Okay.
So I think Jasmine and I didn't hear X. We heard axe. So I think it's just the accent.
Sorry. Yeah,
like,
it is an
like tomahawk. Okay.
No. Oh, yeah. So probably everybody listening heard axe too. No, X.
Maybe not.
E-X.
Yes.
So what I really want to say is when you get this news, it's going to make you take a closer look at your life, what you're doing and how you're doing it, what you want, what you don't. And then you're going to be really ready to settle down. You say you are now, but you really will be then. You're going to let go of some of that stuff that says, oh, I still want to play. What if something better comes along? And you're going to say, okay, that's it. I feel like within 3 months, you are going to meet somebody who is going to be significant in your life. They are going to have a significant impact in the love area of your life. And it could lead to an engagement. And, of course, marriage and so on and so forth. But you gotta pack your games up and put them away, little girl, because he doesn't come to play. He comes to stay. So you take all your little, I'm going to make you jealous, look at me. You got to put that on the shelf. You got to put it in a box. You got to give it to Goodwill. You got to do whatever you're going to do with it. You cannot keep that, or this man is going to be gone faster than you can turn around, okay? He did not come to play, and he will not put up with that. But neither would you. So don't put somebody through what you don't want to suffer, right?
Yeah.
So within 3 months, you have the opportunity to meet this man and move forward in a very significant way. And if you're ready, this will lead to the ring, the house, the babies. Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
I feel like I should drop a mic on that one. Anyway.
Oh, no. I do, too.
Mic drop.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow. You had two questions?
Yes. The second one.
Questions in there? Yeah.
Yeah, the second one was kind of like
school-related, if we have time, like my career path, how is that looking?
Okay, that's looking good. They're asking you to open your range of vision, though. Don't be my understanding is be open to all possibilities. Don't restrict yourself too much. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I do feel like you are going to go very, because you are in school now, correct?
Correct.
And I do feel like you are going to be in school for a while. You're going to keep continuing, and that is part of your path here. I know you might get tired of it at some point, but I want you to just take it one semester at a time and keep going, because I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I keep hearing PhD, PhD, PhD. I know that is a lot of schooling and a lot of dedication, but I'm hearing it, so I have to tell you. Is that part of your plan, sweet girl?
No, not no more.
Oh, well, they're letting you know it should be then. You might want to reexamine that plan, okay?
Okay.
Did that help you? I know you don't sound enthused about that news.
Oh, no, I'm just taking all the information because when you mentioned, like, weddings and babies, everyone has babies around me. So,
well, this one is going to hit home for you. So when you hear this news, you're going to think back to this moment and you're going to go, this is what she was talking about. Whether it's an ex having a baby or somebody who you're really close to getting announcing a marriage or an engagement, you are really, it's going to hit home and you're going to say, okay, it's time for me to get my life where I want it to be. I need to stop goofing around. And it might be that, you know, your favorite person to go out with on Friday and Saturday and flirt with, not flirt with her, but flirt with other guys with, maybe she's going to tie the knot. But I feel like this is more information coming from an ex than it is from a friend. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. I hope this was helpful.
All right.
This was. Thank you.
You are so
welcome. Oh, thanks
so
for calling,
welcome.
Tony. I wish you all the best. And, Tony, do you know that, not Tony, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes,
know that Tony has other shows and books so that you can check back with her? Yasmin?
I do know about the other shows, yes.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Good. Then I guess we'll be listening. We'll be checking to find out what happens. All the best to you, Yasmin, dear.
Thank you.
I think you deserve it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Thank
okay.
You. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was something. She sounds like a very lovely young woman. I think she's sounds very smart, too.
Oh, yeah.
She has a lot going for her.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes women they do have a lot going for them. They're really put together really well, and they're just not ready. They don't want to make that settled down commitment yet. And they're kind of out there playing, but at the same time, they're saying, when is Mr. Right going to come along? Well, when you're ready for him, when you're ready. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, that's amazing. But you know, the thing is, with both callers, I could tell that with both callers, you know, I could tell they were listening, speaking to what their thoughts and concerns already were, which I know is what you do. You know, you understand them and you listen, but that must be, too, an amazing feeling for you to know that, you know, you share. You know, you share their feelings, you feel their feelings, and you see, and to hope or direction, but also let them know, you know, what they should, you know, kind of be warned away from, I think would also be important. So,
absolutely. You
know,
like one of the things, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it must be like being the ultimate big sister, you know?
Yes and no, because sometimes I still get a little nervous, like, are they not going to appreciate this news? Are they going to be you know, upset by it. And then I always still think, what if it's inaccurate? But then, it amazes me still how many times I get emails that people say, you were right. It happened exactly in your time frame. It happened exactly as you said. This just happened. I can't wait for this to happen. I'm like, oh, see, they're always right. The angels are always right. So, yeah, it's amazing. But it is amazing to be able to guide people and give them comfort because, you know, this, it's not easy down here as we're trying to figure it out. We do have a lot of questions. We do want help. We do want guidance. And that's the way I look
at
it. This is your guidance from your angels or your peeps on the upper elevated levels coming in to say, okay, reminder, pay attention, here it is. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is amazing. And by the way, if you're listening live tonight on October 12th, between 8 and 7 p.m. Eastern, if you happen to be listening to this live, you know, here on Madame Perry Salon, we are delighted and we are honored to have psychic medium and channeler, author, TV and radio host. And I think she just also, I'll also add in cool gal pal because I'm, she makes me feel like I'm a gal pal of hers, you know. Tony Green here, and Tony is talking. Thank you. She's taking calls from people and answering questions. And, Tony, we have another caller for you.
Awesome.
And welcome
Perfect.
To Madame Perry Salon. Hey, I'm Madame Perry, and what is your name, please?
Is this me?
Hello?
Yep, it's you.
Hey, Jennifer. It's me.
Hey.
It's Becky Kyle.
It's Becky. Oh, this is Becky Kyle. She's a very prolific author and editor. Becky Kyle, welcome to Madame Perry Salon, where you've been here before. You've got your own cushion. Come on in, sit down, and meet Tony Green.
Hi, Tony Green.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Becky. How are you?
It's been a funky evening.
Oh, yeah?
We got a sick kitty.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Well, we don't know for sure yet. We're waiting. We'll know more next week. So that's
okay,
Jennifer.
That's perfectly fine, honey. You know, Becky, you know that you can do no wrong in my eyes. So, yeah, anytime you're here. So, no problem at all. So, do you have a specific question for Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to be able to move from Knoxville anytime soon? My husband and
I. Okay, so... The first I heard a soft no and then a yes, and I wanna explain that to you. What that means is you will be able to move, just not as quickly as you would like. Now, if you're willing to sacrifice money and energy, you'll be able to move a little bit more quickly. But you have a standard, you have a set like a set. What's the word? You have a set. Agenda in a way that you want everything to go. And in order for it to go that way, I feel like you are going to have to, it's going to take a little bit longer than you are thinking. Now, I'm getting that 6 months down the line from now, 6 months from now, mm-hmm. is going to be your first opportunity to really have that, they're showing me that reach for that golden ring to be able to relocate and get where you want to be. Now, that one, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some complications with that one. Now, is there a property involved in this? Because I feel like that's what's the hold up here. And that mm-hmm. that offer in about 6 months, or that sometimes when I get a six, and I say 6 months, it could be 6 weeks, but I really feel like this is months, and they just said months again. So I feel like when you get that offer, there's going to be some complications and some, what do they call those, contingencies. And if you go with that, that's okay, but it might end up following through. But there's going to be another offer at the 8-month mark, and that one is going to be solid gold. That one is going to be really good. It's going to, you're going to get everything that you want, and it will make everything very smooth in your relocation process. Okay. Now, you might think you want to get to where you want to go a little bit sooner. They're asking you, don't heave-ho everything right before the holidays and think you're going to get resettled in and be happy about that. They're saying have a little. They're saying have some patience. Take your time with this. Really explore where you want to be. And then after the holidays, you are going to get some offers trickling in a little bit. But at that 8-month mark, that's really when the magic is going to happen. Does that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense to me, and I'm willing to wait.
Good. Now, can I ask you a question, Becky?
Sure.
Your kitty cat, is this, I'm feeling like this is, I'm getting tummy, I'm getting digestive, I'm getting lower part of the tummy. Is this accurate?
Yeah.
I'm getting some salmon oil would be amazing for your baby.
I will give her some salmon oil. She's got something. We're going to have an ultrasound. It looks like a mass on the X-ray. So we're not entirely sure what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm afraid to ask.
No, I'm not going to touch that, and that's why they didn't say it. But I want you to take your dominant hand, if you're right-handed, and I want you to put it over that area. You don't have to touch it, but I want you to imagine God's white light, or the angel's white light coming out of it, and just dissolving the mass, regardless of what it is. There are miraculous healings every single day, and pets heal much more quickly than we do because they don't have all the emotional hang-ups that we do. Our pets are much more evolved than the rest of us. I just want everyone listening to know that. They really do get it. If you do that, you might find some really profound healing going on with it, okay?
That sounds good to me. I will do it. She is possibly the world's sweetest cat. This is a cat that when we were fostering heartworm-positive dogs and they had to be crated because they couldn't move around very much, she would literally hang out in front of the crate and come and get me and tell me when they needed to go to the bathroom. We jokingly called her Nurse Heather. Yeah.
She's an angel
with four paws. Yeah.
She is. She's just a doll, and she is very sensitive.
Wow.
She's very sensitive to taking things on. So just make sure you're holding that energy above a little bit, just your hand above that area, and just hold that white light and watch the difference in her. You will be amazed, okay? And she really does love some salmon oil. I'm just saying, they keep showing me salmon oil.
Loves fish. She loves her food. So, yeah, I'll find her some salmon oil. Why not? Let's spoil that little thing.
Wow.
Exactly.
What a sweetheart. What a sweet little Nurse Heather.
Yep, she's a doll baby. Well, Jennifer knows I'm cat crazy, so, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's pretty special.
Our little fur babies are everything to us. They really are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Tony. I'm going to let somebody else call in.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was such an honor and a pleasure to read for you this evening.
Thank you so much. I feel better. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Becky and Kyle.
Yeah.
And watch out for the cushions.
I'm sorry?
Watch for the what?
I was just going to say, watch out for the cushions in the vials.
Oh, yes. Tony, I didn't, you know, I used to tell people this ahead of time, but Tony just seems so, I know you seem approachable, but you seem so sophisticated, I didn't want to scare you off by telling you this. But Becky, being a writer, she was also a judge for the Amazon Breakout Novel Award. Have you heard of that?
Nice.
Becky is one of the judges, so she knows lots and lots of authors. So one time she booked a couple of thriller writers, suspense authors, on my show, friends of hers. And a couple of them were guys. Like, I think one of them is like a retired Navy, but he teaches high school English. The other one is an attorney in Reno. I think he's an appellate attorney. No, he's an attorney in Reno,
a
but he also sings opera. But all these people were... Yes, and they all write thrillers. And these two guys kept snickering about they had snuck some burritos into Madame Perry's salon right here in the genie bottle, and some had left them under the cushion. So the next time I had guests, I had to tell them they were going, "What's that? What's going on? Is there something underneath my cushion?" And see, I didn't know. Becky brought them in, and other than that, they were really perfectly well behaved. But if people cut from time to time bring that up, has Brett Wright been in here? Has Rick Cornell been in here? This has been some of Becky Kyle's friends, right? So, and I just didn't want to tell you right away the first time and run you off and make you afraid to come in, Tony, but that's the way it happens sometimes. But I had it clean before you came, okay?
Nice. Very nice. My
Becky
my
knows.
Only comment on that is if I find a burrito, I'm eating it. That's it.
Sounds good to me.
Becky knows some fascinating people, and I love her dearly. And thank you, Becky. I'm so glad you called.
Yes,
my love to all
you.
Yours.
Hey, thank
Alrighty.
You.
All right.
I really appreciate talking
thank
to
you,
both
sweetie.
Of you.
Thank
care,
you, Becky.
Jennifer. We love you, too.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks,
love
sweetheart.
You.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right, good. Love okay. you. Good night, hon. Becky is wonderful. She's a wonderful person.
She has this kindness about her. She just has this like salt of the earth type of essence with her. I love that. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and what you see is what you get. There's no pretense. I've known her for I don't know how many years now, but what you see, that's it. That's her. There's nothing being hidden. But you already know that. But wow, that's great. We only have a couple of minutes, so if you do want to talk, have another question for Tony Green, the number is 646-716-9922. This has been so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I do want to...
Yeah, thank you.
Before we lose time, I want to make sure people know how to reach you. If they go to your website, it's Tony G, that's TONIG. .info, and I'll be sharing all of your social media information and tags and handles on my social media so people can find you.
Awesome.
As well as telling them now, so anything I can do to help people find you, I want to do. And also they can find you on you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. They can email you, they can call you. You've got your YouTube channels. And if you go to TonyG.info, she's got all the links right there for you.
Yeah.
Or you can call in the phone number. You can call and schedule a reading with Tony. Your books, I want to at least get the titles of your books before, while we still have some time. If you don't mind, I'm going to read this one. Channeled Messages from Above.
Mm-hmm.
The Ever-Evolving Journey for the Soul. The Ever-Evolving Journey for Success. The Ever-Evolving Journey for Love, and The Ever-Evolving Journey for Awakening. And I think, and you also have hypnosis CDs. I don't know when you have to. That's a prolific body of work. Tony Green also has hypnosis CDs and with specific targets like smoking cessation, your health, unleashing human potential, freeing yourself of excess weight. It looks, and there are more too, motivation, 20-minute natural high, public speaking and personal charisma, how you can let go of fear and embrace public speaking. And, because I think I read something on Twitter recently, somebody said that your brain begins learning and storing memory from the time you're born and doesn't stop until the first time you have to make a public speech. So and it all seems to disappear. But it sounds like you've made a lifetime and a career and a life of using these marvelous gifts you have for helping so many people. And I can tell by the people also that called or people that have left messages on your website about how much you've helped them. And this, and I'm glad to bring you here because, and as Becky and all my listeners know, this is what I want to do, is to bring good light and good energy and good positive feelings and people in to share with my listeners. And I'm just so
Absolutely.
Thankful for you for being so generous with your time tonight.
Oh, no, thank you. It was such an honor to be here tonight in the Genie's Bottle with you. It just, what an amazing experience. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear. Well, you're quite welcome. And this time has just flown by, so I'm gonna ask you, beg you nicely, if you'll please come back sometime because we have so much more to talk with you about.
I would absolutely love that. You let me know when, and I will be happy to be on and in any way help your guests or your callers, listeners, in any way I can. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, dear. And so remember, Madam Perry is telling you that Tony Green is website TONIG.info, and you'll find all of her information on all of my social media. So now Tony will come back sometime, she says. It could be a little while. And for being spirited away. And Tony, this is where I tell people to end. Thank you so much. Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourselves. I love you. And what are you going to say? What's your parting words for the folks?
Just make your life a life that you love. That's it. Make
like
it a life you love.
All
and
right.
Everybody else around you will love it too.
Goodbye to you.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much. Back next week.